We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Miami Heat Boot Game Show. First and foremost, I want to extend my deepest and most heartfelt apologies to Tyler Hero. Okay. Behalf of myself and anybody else who was asking for him to be traded, I'm sorry. Okay. He was trash last year. I wanted a point guard really bad. Kyle Lowry was available. I wanted to ship him off to Toronto. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. Can you stop tweeting at me every time Tyler Hero does something good? And also stop tweeting at me anytime Precious Achiuwa does something good. I don't give a fuck.
Just stop tweeting, Alf.
Stop tweeting at me. first of all, Tyler Hero, 30 points, 10 rebounds. He was a minus 15 tonight, but that's because we played the whole fucking overtime. And everybody was a minus double digit. They got scored heavily. But when, you know, Zach Lowe and other people were saying that the Heat might finish in the 6 or 7 spot or 5 or 6 spot, people were getting really upset. And I was kind of like, they might, because this team, when everyone is healthy, is perfectly built for the playoffs. They're 9-10 men deep. But you take out one of those big three, big four now, when you consider Tyler, things start to look a little funny. They look a little funny in the light, especially when you take out Kyle, who historically is going to miss games in the regular season. Also, Jimmy is going to miss games in the regular season. And the dearth at point guard is going to be glaring when one of those two guys is out. Because when you've seen Tyler, when you've seen Kyle go out of games, you know, yeah, Tyler would be the de facto point guard, but you would have Jimmy there, or Kyle and Tyler would play together. When there's no Kyle and you're starting Gabe Vincent, I mean, my God, bro. How are you not better? And how does the Heat not address this shit in the offseason? Like, Isaiah Thomas is sitting out there. I know Isaiah Thomas, you know, he's not the end-all, be-all, but goddamn, he's better than Gabe Vincent. Fuck. Tired of watching Gabe Vincent. And Moose, if you call him a fucking marquee player tonight, I'm reaching through this fucking screen and I'm choking you, bro.
I mean, he was on the marquee.
Several times, which is a problem. But listen, it's Saturday night. We are not going to dwell on this. Yes, we absolutely are. But at the same time, we're going to have some drinks. I am Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954. This is Hangover Time, the Miami Heat Beat postgame show. Let's get some drip drops going. Let's get some subs going. Let's get fucked up. Take me out, Brass. It's Saturday night. Woo!
Woohoo!
Is that no? We don't.
No, this is. I think I'm doing the what's it called? The that's Christian doing the
swag shirt.
Oh, swag shirt. Yeah.
Whatever you're doing.
That's it, Moose.
Since it's Saturday, and not like we don't do this on Tuesday, let's find out what everybody's drinking. I, for one, am drinking Tito's and Sprite. I started early because I thought the game started at 8, and I was like, I was at a bar, and I got home at like 8:30, and everyone was like, oh, you missed the first half. I'm like, should I go back and watch it? And everybody's like, no. All right, so thank you guys for saving me the pain of watching a 46-point first half. Moose, what are you drinking? I hope it's that monkey booty.
You already know, Saturday night, first official drip drop night of the season. And just for that, I brought the monkey shoulder and Tyler Hero brought the double double. So you guys might be upset about the loss, but my year of the drip drop stock is only rising. Drip drop. Let's get into it tonight.
And if you guys don't know how this works on Saturdays and Fridays as well, when you guys sub, we take shots or we take swigs, whatever you want to call it. So hit us with the subs. Brass is going to call them out. Moose is going to yell obnoxiously, drip drop really loud. And we're all going to get really drunk.
Well, I want to say, talking about like drip drop with Moose, Moose has been on the drip drop bandwagon. Like he started that bandwagon. I mean, he's been so into Tyler.
And
plenty of us were shitting on him. This is true. But we should have been listening to Moose because like cryptocurrency, like if we would have just listened to people early on, like driptocurrency.
Uh-oh.
Miami
we could all be rich.
Set that up. You know, sometimes I forget drip drop even started with Tyler. Like I just associate it with alcoholism at this point, which is fine.
It's fair. All right, that's fine.
Either way, you can't really lose.
It transcends Tyler. But, it transcends. You know.
Yes, it transcends my liver as well. Tiffany, what are you drinking tonight?
Well, took it back to last season because that's what they look like.
Aisha says, "Give Kenny his flowers. He's been pushing that's that true. Tyler agenda on Twitter." That yes, I'm the hater. You know, it's fine. I'll take it. You know, listen, I've been wrong before.
This is why I welcome Kenny. I need the support.
You know, I got y'all.
Brass, what are you drinking tonight?
I made something. It's a variation on a Tom Collins. It's a Ross Collins, which is like a Tom Collins, except it's rye whiskey with some you know, like.
You talking orange. To a bunch of black people? Don't nobody know what a Tom Collins is. What are you talking about?
Brass, right. What's my favorite drink?
It's good as hell. What is your favorite drink?
You made it.
The drink that I.
Didn't you make me a Tom Collins?
Oh, did I make? Yeah, that's yes. right. I did. I did.
That's
make
my
Tom
favorite
Collins.
Drink.
See, there you go. So
that
take
sounds
it, take
like
it back,
the
Alex.
Whitest drink I've ever heard in my life. A Tom Collins.
Well, this
Tom
one's
Collins,
good. I feel like right whiskey.
It does not have its own shackles.
Sounds like a slave
says
owner.
Tom Collins sounds like a slave owner. Oh my!
No, we got to know. I'm trying.
Give me my lemonade.
Take you out,
guys. Siobhan, what are you drinking tonight? Drinking a Doug Smith and shit.
There is crown apple and cranberry juice and some ginger beer. There's a glass of wine here. And this is here to take a shot or two.
There we go.
Have you drinking tonight? Respect.
Kenny out here drinking a Gary.
Smith by the end of the year. You gotta
Kenny just drinking a Gary. It's not. There's no last name. Just a Gary.
He drinking a Mrs. Garrett.
There are so many comments I cannot put up on the screen right now. I am not gonna do it. I'm not. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna put my hands up here just in case it goes up on the screen. You can't blame me.
Call it out.
For the podcast crowd, 45 says Tom Collins chopped off Kuta's foot. Toby.
Nate Turner revolted against Tom Collins.
The 13
again.
Colonies are named after Tom Collins. Kenny, what are you drinking tonight?
I brought back the Jack and Coke. It's to be completely transparent. I just haven't felt like going back to the liquor store. I don't really want this shit. The soda's flat. I'm having a real bad experience, but I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to finish it off. So I got the Jack and Coke still.
Heat were flat tonight.
Yeah.
Entire nonchalant character that Kenny is building. So late. You know what? I'm not going to go get the ingredients that I need for the show. He needs a drink. Nah, I'm just
no.
Figure it out what we got.
My second show, I still don't give a fuck. I mean, you got to wait. You got to wait like a couple shows. You in mid-season form, Kenny.
Hey, you know Kenny's 2 liter didn't even make a sound when he opened it.
Hey, I swear to God, hold on. Let me see if it goes. Barely.
That shit flat as fuck. Moose. All right, outside of Tyler, not a lot of positives. I mean, Bam looked good in the first half. Aggressive, had 16 rebounds. But towards the end of the game, they started doing what they did last year, got him away from the basket. Offensively and defensively on switches, Brogdon was just picking them apart. And I'm like, what is happening? Like Tiff said, it looked like last year. A guard just penetrating, picking them apart, Bam having to help, or, you know, I had PTSD watching that shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's be honest, our biggest offseason pickup was Kyle, and it totally changes the dynamic of our offense and on the defensive end as well. When you don't have that true floor general that can get guys in the proper position, be setting things up, even when things go to shit, get everybody back into it, into a really quick play, we didn't have any of that. And, you know, for all the talk that we have about Tyler not being a point guard, yes, he's not a point guard. He can make some plays, but he can't set it up. Clearly, Gabe Vincent still can't set it up. I hate that they keep putting him in the marquee. But they keep giving him these – like, again, we need one more point guard. I feel like that's going to come throughout the season, but right now we don't have it, and that's what we're going to see when we don't have Kyle. And we're going to see it a couple times this year. You said it at the start of the show that we could go on a run here where we don't see Kyle. I don't think that's going to happen now, but we need to be prepared for those types of things. Like, this is a veteran team, and they're not going to play the same minutes that a Chicago would, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Tiff, these are a bunch of young guys, young bulls, if you will. Pardon the pun. But, you know, we had Jimmy out there tonight. Jimmy's supposed to be healthy, full off season. Jimmy looked bad at times. Most of the game. But is it... can't be blamed on Lowry being
Jimmy had a bad game. They gotta stop. Everybody needs to stop on Twitter and on TV. Oh, they don't have Lowry, so they can't play like this, they can't play like that. Everybody out there is getting paid. You should have beat this team without Lowry. Jimmy had a bad game. Bam disappeared in the second half. It is what it is. They had a bad game. They gotta just move on to the next. And hopefully they play better. That's it.
Bon, you had some criticism of Duncan. He finished with 14, but there was that garbage time three. He really was 3 for 8 from three, which isn't bad. But it's just when they need something else, Duncan just is not giving it to you.
So it's like, so all of what everything has been said already, it all comes into play, right? So Kyle's not there. So they revert back to what their offense looked like last season. I think Bam tried to like a between the legs DHO to Duncan one time that just got, you know, stolen and run away with. So without a true, you know, floor general setting it up, people are used to what it is that they run. They're not doing anything different without an actual point guard. And yeah, 3 for 8 isn't bad. It wasn't timely though, or like it didn't feel they were, right, you know, at the points where we need it. And that's kind of how, you know, truthfully, Duncan has looked all season so far, preseason, couple games or whatever. Again, his shots are going to be there. They're just going to be different. He has to hit them, but the rest of the offense needs to, you know, get some life about it. One of the comments just now said, you know, Miami is always one piece away. And that's because too many of the current pieces don't do enough on both ends. Mm-hmm. So once you get that one piece, and then that one piece is the thing that stirs it all up. You know, once that taken, you just have a bunch of pieces that fit, but don't really, you know, mesh well together. So they have to figure out how to weather these games, because like you said, Kyle's going to miss time. Jimmy's going to miss time. And they probably will look better with Jimmy missing time than they do with Kyle missing time.
Yep. Yes.
But they still have to they still have to, you know.
But Kyle's going to miss a lot of time.
Kyle misses time, exactly.
Part of the problem is because they don't have any reasonable facsimile of what Kyle brings to the table.
Yes.
Right. Like, you can get the scoring punch from other guys that Jimmy doesn't give you, but you can't get the organization. You can't get the quarterback play, if you will, that when Kyle Lowry's out. It's like when, you know, it's like, you know, in front of a football team, your running back goes out, another running back can step up. But if your quarterback is out, you know, there's a big drop off between Tua and Jacoby Brissett. Nope. They had a Brissett on the other side. This dude was just, I mean, I think he needed Ritalin. And he was just bouncing off the walls. But he scored 18 on our ass. So anyway, Kenny.
First points of the season.
Miles Turner. First what?
Those were Brissett's first points of the season.
Yeah, 18. Yeah. Barely played. Random scrub heat killer. Kenny, Miles Turner goes out. That's their interior presence. Number one shot blocker in the league last year. Where were the paint points? Why were we not attacking the paint? Was it the Indiana scheme, or was it just the fact that there's not a single person on the team that can throw an entry pass in the BAM?
That's part of it. But I think just in general with this game, it was two things that were an issue. Obviously, everybody knows about Kyle. We've been mentioning Kyle. So part of that issue is that it's not only – the scoring he provides and the way he sets people up is managing the game. And so there's nobody with the IQ to really be like, okay, Tyler's gotten going, Bam's gotten going, let's keep feeding them. Jimmy, please relax. Get them set up. Because Jimmy, that's the other side of it. I'm not used to seeing Jimmy pressing like that. That was a little weird.
Pressing.
He was pressing. He's usually taking the back seat, trying to get everybody else set up, and then he'll score when he needs to. At this point, today, at least, I almost didn't even recognize him. He was making dumb defensive decisions. I don't know. But I'm not panicking because, again, a lot of that stuff gets fixed when Kyle comes back. And I don't expect him to be out too long.
And we talked a lot about the fact that a healthy Victor changes things for this team. But a healthy Victor, first of all, might not ever happen. You know what I'm saying? And a healthy Victor, if it does happen, ain't coming until February. From now till then, if Kyle misses more games, is there a solution on this team? Whoever wants to answer, because I don't know. I mean, I've seen Marcus Garrett offensively. He doesn't excite me as a guy that can, you know, get this team organized. Are we going to be back to Tyler Hero at the point, taking a leap?
There's no solution right now.
No.
You can put Tyler as a point guard. Yeah. In the point guard by committee thing, that's not necessarily working right now. They have to, I guess, figure that out.
But that's all
again.
They got.
Yeah, they're gonna have to figure something out.
It's either point by committee, or you run some different things that
you run different sets.
Point to have to orchestrate and set.
Right. But see, that whole running different things, of course, that's what you have to do when you don't have a point guard. But we've been watching that for a year and a half. Like, we've been watching that. You know, let's.
Yeah, not those different things. New, different.
But like I'm so tired of us tricking in teams into thinking we have a good offense. Like, I'm so sick of that shit. Honestly, we're gonna be going back to, you know, dribble handoffs and Duncan running around all day long. Which honestly, at some point, they probably should have just went back to. But Tyler was cooking. But when another thing that happened defensively, Tiff, is you close a game with Duncan and Tyler on the floor. Mm-hmm. When Kyle's healthy, that ain't happening. Mm-hmm. Whoever's hot out of those two, which are probably more times than not.
And it shouldn't
have
happened tonight.
But who's going to play?
I would have went with Struce.
Because Struce was playing defense.
I would have went with Struce and Tyler in the backcourt. Because he's bigger.
He's bigger.
Yeah. I would have went with Struce. Because at that point, you need to – because you got Jimmy who kept ending up on Sabonis.
Yes.
And guess what? If you're going to trap and help, I would rather have Struce trapping than Duncan trapping. Because physically, he can lean in a little bit and he doesn't have to worry about his arms. He can just use his body, have a nice lean, and have a nice posture. Duncan, for everything that he does, he always sticks his hands in, and I don't understand why. When you're 8 feet tall with your arms extended, you don't have to.
And whenever his arms are extended, he don't have any balance. He's not agile.
It always looks like a last-minute decision. Just like...
I like someone scared, like tickling them. Oh shit!
But you could have had. But you. I think a more effective backcourt to end the game would have been Tyler and Strus.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Game two, though. You know, let's.
Yeah. Listen.
Yeah, but we're talking about what we just saw.
Because to Alf's point earlier, I do think Marcus Garrett will get some minutes. I just don't think that's going to happen in game two.
Yeah.
Spo tends to let the guys that he was rocking with last year, you know, at least try and keep those minutes.
Yeah.
Until they fade away. But I do think Marcus Garrett will get a run at some point. I really do.
And Gabe was supposedly was really good in camp. I don't know what the fuck happened. I mean, yeah. But he's playing against other Heat. I mean, I don't know. I seen Tyler Yam on Yurt in training camp, so I don't really. I
mean, Gabe was looking good in the Olympics too. I mean, you know, that's not what this is though. It's not playing against other NBA players.
You're playing against fucking Brissett, bro.
But well, we also got to realize that Malcolm Brogdon, he ain't no cheese sandwich.
He's not. I would have loved Malcolm.
Very true.
But Malcolm didn't do that to Gabe.
No, the other Malcolm did.
Who?
That, I don't know what that other kid's name is. They look alike. So that's Malcolm 1 and Malcolm 2.
Oh, that Duarte dude?
Yes. Oh, he was taking Duncan's lunch.
Yeah. Can we talk about they look Duarte? The same. So Malcolm and Malcolm just let him have it tonight.
But, I mean, go ahead, Siobhan. But I do think, for the most part, the Heat's defense was really good. They just ran out of gas when they had too many Tyler Duncan minutes to try to close the game out.
So I think their defense tightened up. They didn't start off defensively good. Take me back out. Let's talk to the panel. Their defense didn't start out good. Like, it got better. In the first, like, 4 or 5 minutes, Malcolm number two was taking Duncan's lunch. And I tweeted it. Like, there's a difference between, like, one-on-one defense and, like, positional spatial defense and help defense. Like, Duncan has gotten noticeably better at the latter two. One-on-one, though, with, like, dynamic, I'm going to break you down guards, he still isn't there yet. And so they got better, but they put themselves in a hole that they sometimes tend to do, which required them to have to, like, fight to get out, and they never did.
When they were holding at one point in the middle of the fourth quarter, they had held Indiana to 10 points in the second half.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of Strus and Tyler or Duncan and Gabe. Like, the Tyler Duncan minutes are rough. All of a sudden we're getting picked apart again, because it's just not dynamic enough, and we're getting picked apart again on defense, where guys are getting hunted again, and that, like, it just wasn't happening before. Like, we're back to last season. But outside of Tyler, there was another highlight of this game. Okay.
Oh.
Our man John Crotty. Like, you know, listen, he turned into Javante Crotty for a little bit.
Excuse me, I was listening to the Pacers broadcast.
Oh, you missed this.
Pop off situation.
Sometimes Collins motherfucker spilled a beer on John Crotty, and he was not fucking having it, bro. Like, what?
Here, listen to this.
I got Pacer fans with beer falling on top of me here. It's that kind of fourth quarter.
Yeah, I saw that, Sean.
I'm going to try to calm down here and not get the fuck out.
John Crotty wearing the beer cologne. Markieff Morris with a couple of fourth quarter field goals.
He said, he basically said, these hands work.
Yeah, I'm trying to calm down right now because
he was out of it. I mean, Eric kept on calling the game. He was like rolling, but like, bro, he was on
TV talking.
He stuck the landing though, because he followed it with this a couple minutes later.
I'm willing to take a beer all over my back here if the Heat can pull this off.
Beer back sounds too close to bear back, and I don't know where to go from.
That's going to be on Crotty After Dark this season.
You got a beer bag situation.
Was that you, Brass?
That's Crotty.
Yo, Javante Crotty almost let loose on these fools, man. Oh, you know that lady with the sleeveless plaid button-down shirt that started that? That's who poured that beer on Crotty. I'm over here going to start some more shit.
I feel like you can hear...
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Like, E-Reed just like, oh, shit, something's about to happen. Because he's like, I got a beer here. He's like, yeah, I see that.
Y'all know Crotty like a 6'6 white man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Tom Collins.
He ain't about that fucking game. Tom Collins about that shit. Crotty put them, Crotty can palm a basketball. He'll put them paws on you.
He was so upset.
Crotty played 90s basketball, okay? All right.
He said I got a Pacers beer on me. Like, he was like, ugh, it's a Pacers beer.
Like, at least it was a Miami beer. This shit, right. He drinks skunk beer.
What is this?
Like, this I spilled on Crotty's back.
Well, Crotty, like, these motherfuckers drinking Bush Light and shit. Peasants. Oh, man. All right. Enough of that. Let's get to some more serious stuff. Let's get to Bonds Breakdown.
Oh, hold on. Hold up. Let me break it down so it can forever and consistently be broke.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
So,
you know, actually, what one quick thing before we get to this, we do need to show once again. Sorry, Siobhan, but this jersey that is for sale.
From
Casey Bannerman. This thing is a very limited run, very, very limited run. It's only going to be on sale for a week or less. So go to CaseyBannerman.com, get yours. This thing is nice. This thing, like, the stitching is really nice. This isn't cheap shit. All right. This is not like screen printed garbage. This is really, really nice.
It's an authentic, it feels like an authentic jersey.
And Bam received his today, I heard. So
in the chat, which is very cool. Exclamation Bam.
Yeah. Go ahead. And I have people from on my Instagram, no joke, from Australia asking me, do we ship to Australia? And of course, thank you. Thank you. What's her name? Misty?
Melody.
Don't worry, I got her one.
It's a stripper name.
Oh, man.
I get them confused. But no, I've had people from Australia on my Instagram hitting me up like, do you ship to Australia? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You asked the wrong motherfucker. Like, DM the main account. But you know, you're asking me, like, I'm not in the shipping department. I don't fucking know. I'll get it to you. You know what I'm saying? I'll get it there.
Go on, Siobhan. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt that, but had to get that out there.
Siobhan, you played in Australia. Can you get it there for him?
I might. We can talk about it.
All right. We'll figure it out. Siobhan knows people. DM Siobhan. Actually, don't do
don't
that.
Don't do that.
That's a terrible idea.
Not all y'all. Why would you do that?
Cut that out.
See the YouTube chats.
Cut that out.
My name is spelled right there.
Keep those DMs closed, Siobhan.
I got four offense.
Maybe out there spelling Siobhan like Chevron and shit.
Right there.
Just copy from the screen.
We have four offense.
Sorry.
To start, hold on, pause for a second. I just want to talk about the lack of motion, some better decision making that Gabe needs to do, and some opportunities that are there for Duncan that he won't take. Go ahead. Here, right? No Kyle, so pause. And then there's going to be no motion. Play. And then why is Duncan like handling the ball? Shouldn't really be much of a thing. And then just a bad possession.
That's so disrespectful.
Ooh, shouldn't be touching the ball.
Why are you touching the goddamn ball?
All them dribbles. Go to the next play. Here, better decision making. Oh, pause. Let's talk about this. So they were playing a zone for a lot of the game, right? When someone plays you in a zone, they're saying you can't shoot. And so I'm going to dare you to shoot and prove to me that you can shoot. How you beat that, though, you get some inside-outside motion. But when you're playing four out, one in, you're setting yourself up to only take outside shots. So go ahead. Bunch of nothingness here. Four out, one in. PJ's creeping. Pause. Gabe is going to drive. This ball has to go to Bam right here. This needs to be a little pocket pass. This ball has to go to Gabe, has to go to Bam. I don't know if Gabe shot this or he kicked it out or whatever. Go ahead, Brass. But right here, yep, that ball should have went to Bam in the middle. We don't make that. We don't have to take that because we have space. We have looks on the interior. When we have them, we have to utilize them. Go ahead, Brass. some Duncan things. He's going to come off of this and not yet, pause. I need you to take one step and one dribble in. I need that like near elbow area jump shot. It's there. Or just pull it from here. He doesn't. Go ahead, Brass. And then we don't get much of anything out of this.
That's a problem right there.
Duncan, if you're not... Oh, shit, good shot, Tyler.
Hell of a nice shot.
But yeah, Duncan, though, like, you're not going to get those DHOs flying around the horn. The shots that you do take from three-point range, you have to hit. Go ahead, Brass. And then the shots that you get from inside, you should take also. Like this one. Some things happen. Pause.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That has to be a shot. Like these are the things we're talking about. Duncan's numbers expected to go down, but they don't have to. He's either going to get
even what? Look at it, Shy. Let's say he took that one dribble in and Sabonis comes up.
Sabonis has to help. There? That's a dump off to him.
There you go.
That's like, you know, decision making or, you know, just other things that we can look at. Duncan's numbers don't necessarily have to go down. You can take me out. His numbers don't necessarily have to go down. They just have to come in different ways, in the ways that are available to him. And then as a group of ball handlers, we have to make better decisions with the ball.
Excellent.
I mean, that, you know, that
you don't get that anywhere else.
You really don't, because at full speed, sometimes, like, I'd be like, Duncan's playing fine. And then you show that Dom mad at Duncan. I'm over here like, Duncan did a great job. You know what I'm saying?
I was feeling good about Duncan tonight because he hit that first three, and like usually that sets him off, and he like goes off from there. But yeah,
and it didn't. Like, I was expecting it too, and it didn't.
Yeah, I mean, but one thing we hadn't really talked about again. So obviously we were down Kyle, we were down Jimmy, but also the Pacers were also down T.J. Warren. With which, honestly, I don't think Jimmy plays his game if T.J.'s out there.
That's true.
It's probably true.
Yeah.
He wasn't angry enough. Someone should have spilled. If Tom Collins would have spilled a beer on him, Jimmy would have gotten his bag. He's like, fuck that shit. Friday was about to suit the fuck up.